Welcome to That's Orgasmic, a podcast discussing the orgasmic and not so orgasmic moments of all things sex, relationships, and mental health. I am your host, Emily Duncan, and I'm a sexologist who provides online sex coaching sessions to help you cultivate sexual wellness. Today, I'm talking about how you can last longer during sex. I have 10 different tips that you may be able to apply that will help you last just a little bit longer while you're having sex. So I want to start with just some facts about sex and how long the average sex lasts. So the average sex lasts for around 5 minutes, with most people, you know, being around the 5 to 10 minute mark. There does, however, need to be more updated research, because the most popular study that is being quoted across like all different media forms is from 2005, and they followed 500 couples from 5 different countries across 4 weeks to determine how long sex lasts. So they measured this from the beginning of penetration to ejaculation. So obviously there's a few problems to begin with. Their definition of sex, they've just put it around penetrative sex, and obviously people have sex in a lot of different ways. They were also measuring this, I'm fairly certain, only from penis owners and vulva owners, like heterosexual sex, and it's focused on ejaculation, so it's not even taking into account the vulva owner's orgasm. They did find, however, that the sex ranged from 33 seconds being the shortest sex measured to 44 minutes. So there's a wide variation here, but the important thing to note is that on average, it was around 5 minutes, which really, it's not that long. However, when you're physically exerting yourself like that, 5 minutes can feel like a long time. So that's the first thing to note. If you're somebody who's, you know, coming in 10 minutes, you're not like coming too fast. Like the average sex is 5 minutes. For vulva owners, the average time it takes to reach orgasm is 14 minutes during partnered sex and then 8 minutes during masturbation. So there is a little bit of a difference there, and obviously that is longer than penis owners. So this is kind of what plays into the orgasm gap a bit as well. Now, I am going to center this conversation around penis owners lasting longer in bed. I do just have a few more tips that are specifically penis owner focused. Now, vulva owners, the reason why I haven't centered this conversation around you is not because we don't deserve to learn about how to last longer in bed, but there just seems to be a lot more concern around penis owners lasting longer in bed. But you can still listen to this episode. There's plenty of tips that are still beneficial for you. There just is still there's a few tips that are just for penis owners. Now, to start things off, I want you to ask yourself, why do you want to last longer in bed? Is it because society has told you that sex has to look a certain way and last a certain amount of time? Has it been past sexual experiences where partners may have made you feel bad about how long you last? Is it because you want to experience more pleasure and you want to have penetrative sex or whatever the type of sex you're having for longer? I also think it's important to think about what sex looks like, and especially around the penis. You don't have to have an erection to experience pleasure. It is still a pleasure center whether it is erect or whether it isn't. So how are you able to play with your flaccid penis? How are you still able to engage while it is flaccid? I think it's also important to look at foreplay. This is going to be one of my tips, but out of play and looking at how you can incorporate more of that potentially. And also this idea of sex stopping after an orgasm, because it definitely doesn't have to. You can keep playing once you've orgasmed. We have been taught different sexual scripts, and there is one main one, for at least in Western society, and that is that once you orgasm, sexual activity stops, but it definitely does not have to stop there. It's also important to note that, like, you need to have a good, like, diet and exercise and be healthy to obviously have the most optimal sex life. Now, obviously, there is variation within this, but I think it's just important that when we're having any sexual difficulties, to check in with your GP and just make sure everything's healthy, because there is connection between some sexual dysfunctions and your actual bodily and mental and physical health, both of them. So for the tips, number one, increase your outer play. If you don't know what outer play is, it's also known as foreplay. I just prefer to use the term outer play instead of it being like foreplay, this thing that happens before penetrative sex. This will not only increase the amount of time that you're experiencing pleasure, most likely, but if you're having sex with a partner or partners, and particularly if they're vulva owners and they have a clitoris, it's going to be a lot more enjoyable for them too. Obviously, this is different for every person, but generally speaking, increasing the outer play is probably going to satisfy your partner, and it's also just going to allow you to experience pleasure for longer. So I definitely recommend doing that, or if you find that during penetrative sex, you are about to like climax, stopping and engaging back in outer play again, and whether that is just focusing on your partner or just engaging in different types of stimulation so that it's not as overwhelming and like penetrative sex and going to lead to you coming as fast as you're going to come. Number two is edging. I have mentioned this before and I'll mention it again on the podcast. Edging can be great for lasting longer and also increasing the intensity of your orgasm. So for those who haven't heard of edging, this is where you pleasure yourself up until about like 90% arousal or being close to orgasm, like when you feel yourself about to climax. So this is where you either stop pleasure altogether or reduce it so that you can stop an orgasm from happening. Then when you're feeling relaxed, you've brought it back down to maybe like, it's really up to you. It could be like 10%, 20%, 30%, 50%, whatever works for you. Build yourself back up again. And when you feel yourself about to orgasm, stop, let yourself relax, and then build yourself back up again. Now you can do this again and again and again. And most likely the more you do it or the longer you delay this, the more intense that your orgasm is actually going to be. A tip as well, every time you feel like you're about to orgasm, change sex positions. Like if you're having penetrative sex, just change positions, have a breather. Often when you're having penetrative sex with a partner, unless you're like, you know, being like, get in this position, do this, you're going to stop and be like, what position do you want to do? It gives time for a breather, a time to have a chat, and then engage again. Number three is use thicker condoms, or just use a condom. If you're somebody who doesn't use condoms, potentially bringing them back into play may help you last longer in the bedroom, but also you can buy ones that are thicker. Don't ever double wrap. Do not put two condoms on. Buy ones that are specifically thicker that are gonna just dull down the sensation for you. You can also get condoms with a slight numbing cream on the inside, but make sure you first check with your doctor that that's safe for you. Number four is find different ways to penetrate. Don't just go hard and fast. Go slow. Use only the tip of your penis. Play with different depths. Use different sex positions. There are so many different ways that you can engage in penetrative sex, and they're going to feel different for you. So find the ones that maybe don't feel as good or don't feel as intense so that you can last longer. And especially if you're trying to satisfy a partner, just trying to find different ways to penetrate that are going to delay this orgasm. Number five is strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. Your pelvic floor muscles are so important when it comes to your ability to orgasm and just your overall sexual function. Kegel exercises are pelvic floor exercises, and they're great for strengthening your pelvic floor. And research has shown that these can be an effective method for penis owners to gain greater control of their orgasm. Now, to find your pelvic floor muscles and how to engage them, you can, when you're urinating next, stop your urine mid-flow. So while you're peeing, pause it, let it go. That's your pelvic floor muscle. I do recommend, however, going and seeing a pelvic floor physio first, because one, they'll teach you how to properly engage your pelvic floor, and two, they'll be able to actually assess the strength of your pelvic floor. So you might be someone with an overactive pelvic floor and you don't want to be doing, you know, too many pelvic floor exercises if it's already overactive. So I definitely recommend seeing a pelvic floor physio. I also have an episode on pelvic floor health for penis owners with Chloe Berger, and it's called Penis Owners, You Have a Pelvic Floor Too. So if this is something that interests you, I definitely recommend going and listening to that episode. Number six is masturbate beforehand. For some people, especially penis owners, masturbating before sex can delay orgasm while you're having penetrative sex. So this can be a great method. However, you have to take into account refractory periods. So a refractory period is the period after orgasm in which your body is returning to its normal state from sexual assignment. So during this period, you do not become sexually aroused. And if you're a penis owner, for instance, you might not be able to obtain an erection. Now, everybody's refractory period is different. For some people, it's only a few minutes. For others, it's 12 to 24 hours. So get to learn your refractory period and see how you can use that to potentially last longer in bed. If you're somebody who has never tried this before, I recommend trying an hour before sex to begin with. See how that feels. You might find that you need to actually masturbate twice before sex or 5 hours before sex. Just play with it, see how it feels, and see how it then affects the sex that you have. Number seven is cock rings. Now, using cock rings may help penis owners last longer, as it restricts the vas deferens. So this is a tube that ejaculate exits the penis through. So it puts pressure on there and can potentially, you know, delay orgasm. It can also give you a firmer erection. So anybody who has any erectile difficulties, it could also be beneficial, as it stops the like blood flow from being able to go like back into the body. So you build up more blood in your penis. However, make sure you measure yourself by the right size. If you need to consult somebody about it, like a doctor, I definitely recommend doing that. But this could be something that may work for you. Number eight, which is super important, is communicate. Talk to your sexual partner or partners. Like, this will just make the process of trying to work out what works for you so much easier, especially if you're having partnered sex with like the same person or people. It's just going to, one, allow them to know what's going on, be able to find ways together. Like, there might be certain sex positions that you do, or it'll help them understand, okay, they've got to change sex positions every 30 seconds. It just will help the process of trying to find what works for you better. Like anything, if you talk about it, and obviously if they accept this well and you can have an open discussion, it's going to help with any anxiety. Obviously, anxiety can make you come faster, it can make you come slower. So just trying to get yourself in the best position that you can is super important. So I definitely recommend talking to your partners about it, and I can almost guarantee they're going to be supportive. I hope anyway that they're going to be supportive. If not, I definitely recommend seeing a sexologist just to talk about it and kind of normalize this experience, because this is super common and there's definitely ways that we can help you. Number nine is to practice mindfulness. Tapping into your body, your breath, and just trying to focus and breathe and just be mindful is super important. Now, this can go one of two ways, because I recommend mindfulness for those who can't orgasm, and I'm going to recommend it for those who can orgasm but do so too quickly for your liking. So find if it works for you, but it can just help you not get caught up in the like, oh my god, I'm going to come, oh my god, no, I've come. And just have a breather, focus on your breath. And also, if you can get in tune with your body and tap into it, then you're going to be able to work out how your pleasure is rising when you're about to climax or orgasm. You're really going to be able to tap into your body and then be able to control your body greater and know that, okay, I'm about to start climaxing, I need to take it down a notch. So I definitely recommend mindfulness. I've said this in other podcasts. Start practicing it every day in simple little ways like brushing your teeth. Just being mindful of your body, how you're feeling, and this may be super beneficial for you. Number 10, and the last tip, now this one's for penis owners, but if you're a vulva owner and you have sex with a penis, you may be able to do this during partner sex to your partner. This is the squeeze technique. Now this technique, when done properly, stops ejaculation and allows you to maintain an erection. So, how to do this? When you feel like you're about to start climaxing, you find the slightly raised area that runs down the center of the penile shaft. This is the frenulum. And you place your finger just below the head of the penis on the back, your forefinger, and you push down on the frenulum, but then you also put your thumb on the other side of the penis. So you can either do a grip hold or you can use your finger, so your index finger, and then also your thumb to grip your penis just below the head. Now, give it a few squeezes. Work out the kind of pressure and firmness you need. It'll probably take a few tries before you get this right, but when you're squeezing, do so for about 5 seconds or until the feeling of climax passes. If you are struggling with where to actually place your fingers or to get this right, do a quick Google. You'll be able to find some good instructions. There's like websites that have like illustrations, so you can have a look, work out where to grip it, and see how it feels for you. This might be a method that works well, and you can also bring your partner in. Like, your partner can grip your penis in this spot and press down and stop the ejaculation, the orgasm from happening, and then start again. So those are my 10 tips for how to last longer in the bedroom while you're having sex. I hope that they're beneficial. If there is any of these that you want broken down further, please let me know. If you want to book a session with me because you're struggling with any like erectile difficulties or premature ejaculation, or you're just somebody who orgasms quickly and you want to slow that down, feel free to book a session in with me so we can work out which techniques and methods will work best for you. So as always, Shaggers, thank you so much for listening. Please reach out with any comments, questions, or stories, either through my Instagram at That's Orgasmic or my email at emilyduncan@thatsorgasmic.com. Please subscribe whatever platform you still listen to this podcast and leave a review, as I'd love to know what you're thinking. So thank you, Shaggers, and I'll see you next time.